Welcome to another Grateful Living with Reverend Lucretia. I am so glad you are here. Today we will be talking about thanks, giving thanks, and the day Thanksgiving. I will grant you these have been some very strange and difficult times, and things have changed in ways that nobody was ready for. I watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade from home, and it was like no other Macy's parade since the first one, which took place in 1924. For one thing, there were no live spectators. When I was a little kid, I grew up in New York, and the big deal of the year was going to see the parade. And when we got old enough, it was being able to actually be in the parade. I knew people who were able to hang on to those big strings that kept the floats from ascending skyward. They pulled them in the right direction as they navigated the long path from the Upper West Side on 77th Street all the way to Herald Square, where it ended in front of Macy's. In order to find a good spot to watch the parade, you had to position yourself outside on the right corner at around 6 a.m. I always hated the cold, so I watched from the comfort of my home. But thousands of New Yorkers thronged the streets and braved the cold, and it was a festive highlight and the start of the Christmas season. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the usual millions lining the Manhattan parade route to watch the giant balloons, festive floats, and performers all watched from home. This year, the parade was recorded and there was no audience participation at all. The performers put all their hearts and souls into it just for the cameras, no people. This was just weird because half of the fun was watching the onlookers who were all dressed up and hollered and gasped at the clowns, balloons, dancers, and bands. Babies were brought to be initiated into the holiday ritual, and there were always tons of interviews with the spectators. So much was unusual this year. There was the change about how we could visit with our loved ones. Many people were not even able to see their family members and friends because of COVID. Travel has been limited, and people were advised not to go to do the traditional visits with their family members and to stay home. If you did visit with people, the gatherings were recommended to be less than 10 people. I visited with friends of mine, and the event took place outside in the front yard with picnic tables and tray tables socially distanced, so there was no sitting around one big table eating, no hugging or holding hands for the prayer. Many people were stuck alone in hospitals and nursing homes and did not receive visits from their relatives. I realized I actually had it good that I could even see people in person. This year has been strange, no doubt about it, awful for many, disconcerting and unusual for all of us. But this talk is about changing your focus. I really believe with all of my heart that your thoughts really do create your reality and that what you focus on gets bigger. I am not about sticking your head in the sand and ignoring the truth. I am saying you can make a conscious choice about where you put your attention. There are so many things that we cannot control and so much that we can't change. But we can decide how much time we are going to spend worrying about the things that we would be so much better served by if we just gave them over to God. There is a story about a woman who woke up in the morning and received a letter and it said, "Hello, this is God. I will be handling all the details of your problems today. I don't need your help. Thank you very much." God really is in charge, and we make ourselves crazy trying to manage so many areas of our lives where we have absolutely no control. We do control our thoughts, and that is the good news. And so that gets back to the fact that today was in fact Thanksgiving. And since we are working on the premise that whatever we concentrate on gets bigger, let's change our focus. Just like a camera, we can shift from looking at the dirty dishes in the sink to the beautiful bouquet of flowers on the side of the sink. They are both there, and they are both equally real. The dirty dishes have to be dealt with, and we can. But there is also the magnificent huge pot of poinsettias, bigger and redder and fuller than any we have ever seen. We have the power to do that. And if we believe that what we focus on gets bigger, let's focus on what the day was all about. Thanksgiving. There are always so many things to be thankful for. If you are listening to this, you are awake and alive. Most of us listening to this have a place to stay, even if it is temporary, until you get grounded again and safely situated in your own home. For those of us who do have roofs over our head, that is certainly something that we should never take for granted, ever. If you have friends and family that you were able to communicate with over some form of media, phone, laptop, Zoom, they are gifts from God as well. If you are out of the hospital or nursing home and living in your own residence and you are relatively healthy, that right there is huge. Thanksgiving is mentioned 30 times in Scripture. Ezra 3:11, with praise and thanksgiving they sang to the Lord. He is good. His love toward Israel endures forever. And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Psalm 104, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. 2 Corinthians 9:11, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Isn't that what Thanksgiving is all about? Giving thanks is mentioned 48 times. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Chronicles 16:34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Revelation 11:17, we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and begun to reign. Here's the thing. We are having a rough time, many of us, but we have all had challenges to face before. This country has had many extremely difficult and trying times, and we have made it through as a nation and individually. If you look at your life, I can almost guarantee that there were times when you did not know if you would make it out to the other side of the tunnel that you were in. I remember stretches of times which were so horrible, I'm not sure that I even wanted to make it through to the other side of them. We have all suffered, and many of us are still hurting really badly. Please know that I am not ever discounting real grief and authentic pain. I am saying that we can acknowledge it, do some healing work and grieving work, but don't live in that place. Live in the place of gratitude for making it to the other side. Stay in the certainty that God is there in all of it, and we will be given the answers, and we will learn the lessons, and we will get through the tough times. Remember that we do have the power to watch our thoughts, and when we see ourselves drowning in fear and anxiety, we can shift the focus to the good stuff. I know of a friend who is a first-time grandma, and she is happier now than she has been in years. That baby brings joy in so many unexpected and overwhelmingly wonderful ways. She looks at that baby and is renewed and uplifted, and then she goes back to the dirty dishes. God gave us magnificent minds, and we can use them to shift our focus. We do have that power. Remember, at all times, the power is in you. It always has been, and it always will be. And so it is. Thank you so very much for joining me. If you would like to get more information, please visit my website, lostinsideministry.com, and check out my Sunday afternoons with Reverend Lucretia on the YouTube channel for Lost Inside Ministry. Thank you so very much. I send you on your way with many blessings.